In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. We are beginning Advent, when this is being broadcasted at least. I'm reading the apocalyptic, reading the whole story from Luke's Gospel. We are in the Gospel of Luke right now, and the church is in the same Gospel. We're following the church. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God. Oh yes, the temple was one of the seven most beautiful things on the earth at the time. "As for these things," Jesus said, "that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." He prophesied that that would happen. Not one stone upon another. It happened in the year 70 by the Romans. Why? Because the people failed to realize their visitation in Jesus Christ. Have you realized the visitation of God in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Eternal Father? Have you given your life to Jesus? Have you been washed clean with the blood of Jesus? Have you received the Holy Spirit? Oh, I tell you, we need God to do a work in us, because the world as we know it is wicked. It hates Jesus. It hates God. Let's continue. They asked Jesus, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he.'" When we're out for the homeless the other day, you know, people come to me for a blessing and I bless them. One man was healed of prostate cancer and he says, "Thank you, God, for doing that for me." I tell you, there was a man who came to me and said, "You know, God is a man or a woman or energy." And I said, "No, God is Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." Oh, yes, now they're talking about energy, not Jesus, not the Holy Spirit, but energy. That's evil. That's evil. Somebody said to me, "You have positive energy." No, I don't have positive energy. The Holy Spirit dwells in my heart by grace. Amen. Amen. Not energy. The time is near. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. Well, we hear of wars and insurrections all the time. For these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately. Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation." That's exactly what's happening today. "And kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes." Remember what happened just last week in Alaska. Oh yes. "And in various places, famines in Africa. People are dying because they have no food. And plagues." Yes, plagues. "And there will be dreadful portents and great signs from the heavens. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you." I tell you, last year, in 2017, more than 1,000 people gave their life for Jesus Christ. Martyrs. Oh yes, they shed their blood for Jesus. They were told, "You're going to live if you renounce the name of Jesus." And they went to their death because they believed in Jesus. They will hand you over to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. What's the name? Jesus. This will give you an opportunity to testify. Oh, how we need to testify to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, that by his cross we have been forgiven. By his burial we have been forgiven. By his resurrection we have been forgiven. Oh, we stand under the cross. Our roots are where the cross is. Thank you, Jesus. It is the blood of Jesus that makes atonement for our sins. Yes, not my prayers, I do pray, but the blood of Jesus makes atonement for our sins. Let's continue. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you the words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. In other words, the Holy Spirit will give us the words that we need to tell if we are persecuted. I tell you, in America, we're not being persecuted. They're talking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that was an evil song because he was bullied. I tell you, the world is nuts. The world is nuts, but not even the mention of Jesus Christ as a Christmas song. No, we don't want to mention Jesus. Why? Because Christmas is all about Jesus, about the birth of the Messiah. Where? In Bethlehem, as the prophet Micah prophesied, that Bethlehem would be the place where the Messiah would be born. And you will be betrayed even by your parents, your brothers, by relatives, by friends. They will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. What's the name? The name of Jesus. But not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your soul's endurance. Oh, how we need to endure our great faith, to endure that we believe in Jesus. It's not only when I come to him. It's been 50 years that I have experienced Jesus, that he came to me in second conversion. Oh, yes. He came to me in second conversion. What was the first conversion? My baptism. I am living out my baptismal vows right now. I am living out my baptismal vows right now by believing that Jesus Christ has died for me, been buried for me, and rose from the dead for me. And you know what? I have repented of my sins. How we need people to call people to repentance. To call people to repentance. When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, and that's what's happening now, armies are surrounding Jerusalem, then know that its desolation has come near. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains, and those inside the city must leave it, and those out in the country must not enter it. For these are the days of vengeance as a fulfillment of all that is written. Woe to those who are pregnant and those who are nursing infants in those days, for there will be great distress on the earth and wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken away as captives among the nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. What does that mean, the time of the Gentiles? We are living in the time of the Gentiles when few Jewish people give their life to Jesus. But one day we will live in the time of the Jews when few Gentiles give their life to Jesus, and the Jews themselves will allow Jesus to be Messiah of their lives. Oh yes, we are living in the time of the Gentiles, but one day it will be that the Jewish people will come to know and give their life to Jesus and be washed clean by the blood of Jesus as they stand under the cross and repent. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars on the earth. great distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. I tell you, people will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. It happened in Alaska. The powers of the heavens were shaken. There was great, great, awesome earthquake. Then they will see the Son of Man, how? Coming in a cloud and on power, with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. I tell you, many of these things have already been fulfilled. Jesus could come at any time. No one knows the day, no one knows the time, but the Father himself. But we are given the signs of the time. And you know what? We are experiencing many of the things that Jesus said would happen. The lesson of the fig tree. When he told them a parable, he said, look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourself and know that summer is ready near. So also, when you see these things taking place, these things that I've just read about, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have been taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. I tell you, the word of God will never pass away. It is unchanged. It sets people free. How we need to know the word of God and the word of God made flesh, Jesus Christ the Lord, true God and true man. Be on guard that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day would catch you unexpectedly like a trap, for it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Every day he was teaching in the temple, and at night he would go out and spend the night on the Mount of Olives, as it was called, and all the people would get up early in the morning to listen to him in the temple. When is Jesus coming? Well, I don't know. I don't know, but I can tell you that we're seeing many of these signs. We need to be ready. We need to be ready. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again, and he will come again in his glory. He will not come again as a child. He will come again in his glory, and many people will give their life to him, and many people will go down to hell because they have rejected him. It is all about Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Do you know that today? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm looking at Luke's Gospel, chapter 3. In the 15th year of the reign of the Emperor Tiberius, because it happened in history, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was the ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, the ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licentius, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all the flesh will see the salvation of God. Yes, John the Baptist lived during the time of Pontius Pilate being the governor of Judea. It happened in history. John the Baptist, and what was he crying out? Repent, turn away from your sins, be baptized. One greater than myself is coming after me, whose thongs I am not even worthy to unfasten from his shoes. Ah, John the Baptist crying out, repent. I tell you, the readings in the second week of Advent will be about John the Baptist making ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, making ready that the Messiah would come, and he will come and say, I am not he, John 1:20. I am not the Messiah, but one comes after me who is greater than me, and he will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, you brood of vipers. Imagine, he is a hot preacher who warned you to flee from the wrath to come. Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Yes. Turn away from your sins. Go to confession. Give your life to Jesus. Turn away from your sins. Go to confession. Give your life to Jesus. Do not begin to say for yourselves, we have Abraham as our ancestor. Do not begin to say to yourself, well, I'm a Catholic. Oh, no. Repent. Turn away from your sins. Give your life to Jesus. Stand under the cross. Let the blood of Jesus take away all your sins. Go to confession. Oh, yes. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Do not say, our father is Abraham. No, God is able from these stones, and I tell you, there were so many stones in Israel, to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not bear fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. Are you bearing fruit for Jesus? You see, fruit means people. Are you bringing people to the Lord Jesus Christ? This broadcast is just to bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, that's why I preach the Word of God, to bring you to the Lord Jesus Christ, and those who are already in Jesus, that they would bear fruit, and that fruit would be abundant, because it's the will of God that they bear fruit, and that fruit shall be abundant. And the crowds asked John, what then shall we do? In reply, he said to them, whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none. Whoever has food must do likewise. Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, teacher, what should we do? He said to them, collect no more than the amount prescribed for you. In other words, tax collectors were able to jack up the price and give to Rome what Rome wanted and kept some for themselves. Do not do that, John says. Soldiers also asked him, and what should we do? He said to them, do not extort money from anyone by threats of false accusation, and he said, and be satisfied with your wages. As the people were filled with expectation, coming of Messiah, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. That's Jesus. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal. That's Jesus. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. How we need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. How we need to be baptized, inundated with the fire of God. How we need that. We need that because so many of us have become lukewarm. Jesus said, be the hot or cold, but not lukewarm. If you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. Oh, how we need the fire of the Holy Spirit to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that he loves us, that he gave himself for us, that he rose from the dead, that he is our Lord and our Savior. If someone says, where is Jesus? I point to my heart. Jesus is in my heart by faith. Oh yes, in my heart by faith. Today I received his body and blood. His body and blood is for the remission of our sins. His body and blood is the Lord himself taking possession of our lives. How we need to receive his body and blood. People talk against the Eucharist. I tell you, the last thing Jesus did in his ministry was he gave us himself as Eucharist. He gave us himself as Eucharist. And he said, as often as you do these things, not as seldom, as often as you do these things, you do them in memory of me. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into the granary. Are you wheat today? Are you wheat today? What are you? Or are you chaff, which will be thrown into the fire? How do I become wheat? By surrendering my life to Jesus Christ, by giving him everything I am and everything I have. I have no other salvation but Jesus Christ. And there is now no salvation in any name but the name of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So with many other exhortations, John proclaimed the good news to the people. But Herod, the ruler who had been rebuked by him because of Herodias, his brother's wife, and because of all the evil things that Herod had done, added to them all by shutting up John in prison. Oh, yes. But I can tell you that John in prison would holler, repent, Herod. You've married your brother's wife. Repent. Turn away from your sins. One greater than I is coming after me. One greater than I, one greater than I, who will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. Well, I tell you, Herodias couldn't stand this experience of John hollering, repent, 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 because she had married this man who was his brother's brother, Herod's brother. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. On December 9th, that's this Sunday, we're having the live nativity at 2 o'clock at Holy Rosary, 1015 Shirley Street. Come and join in the celebration of Christmas, because Christmas is all about Jesus. Christmas is all about the crib. Christmas is all about the one who came to deliver us from Satan and sin. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.